Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
આપ છો SBS ગુજરાતી સાથે. વિવિધ વિષય પર રસપ્રદ માહિતી મેળવો sbs.com.au/ગુજરાતી પર.
હાલમાં પ્રોફેસર ડોક્ટર નલિની જોશીને ન્યૂ સાઉથ વેલ્સ સાયન્ટિસ્ટ ઓફ ધ યરનો એવોર્ડ મળ્યો. ગુજરાતી માતાનું સંતાન એવા પ્રોફેસર જોશી બાળપણમાં મ્યાંમારથી ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા આવીને સ્થાયી થયા. તેમણે SBS ગુજરાતી સાથે આ એવોર્ડ અને ગણિત વિશે રસપ્રદ વાતો કરી. તેમણે જણાવ્યું કે તેમને એક ફોન કોલ દ્વારા આ સન્માનની જાણકારી મળી, જો કે પહેલા એક સ્પેમ કોલ ધારીને તેમણે તે ફોન ન ઉપાડ્યો, પણ પછી વોઇસમેલ સાંભળ્યા બાદ તેમણે NSW ચીફ સાયન્ટિસ્ટનો સંપર્ક કર્યો, જ્યાં તેમને આ એવોર્ડ મળવાની જાણકારી મળી.
સો આઈ વોઝ એટ હોમ ઇન આઈ થિંક ઇટ વોઝ ઇન લેટ ઓક્ટોબર વન આઈ ગોટ અ કોલ ધેટ આઈ થોટ વોઝ અ સ્પેમ કોલ ઓન માય મોબાઈલ. And I declined the call. Then some minutes later, I saw that there was a voicemail. I heard the voicemail and heard the very distinctive voice of the New South Wales chief scientist, Hugh Durrant-White. And that's when I knew I must have declined something important. So I called him back, and that's when he told me over the phone.
સૌથી પહેલા તો એમને એમ લાગ્યું કે આ કોઈ ભૂલ છે, કારણ કે આ એવોર્ડ માટે તેમનું નામાંકન થયું છે.
Well, I thought it was a mistake. I said that to him, this must be a mistake. I didn't know I was nominated. You know, usually when you get something, they, well, in my experience at least, there has been efforts made to check that you're okay with the nomination and so on. I didn't even know I'd been nominated. So I said, it must be a mistake. He said, no, it's not a mistake. You will be chosen as the scientist of the year in New South Wales, and the award will be made on the 19th of November. So you must make sure you're in Sydney on that date.
ગણિત એ વિજ્ઞાનનું અવિભાજ્ય અંગ છે, એમ સમજાવતા તેમણે કહ્યું કે આ એવોર્ડ સમાજમાં ગણિતની અગત્યતા અને જરૂરિયાત અંગે જાગૃતિ સર્જશે.
I hope that first of all people will see that mathematics is an indelible part of science, but you can't take it out from what is living, breathing science and say that it is some kind of abstraction. It is not only the language, it is not only the way in which you might model science, it is also part and parcel of the way we think about science. It's like the DNA of science. So first of all, I wanted to convey the message that you can't separate mathematics from science. And I was very pleased to get this award because I heard that this is the first time a mathematician got this award. And for me, that means recognition of mathematical sciences as a truly scientific endeavor. and the second thing is that because not many people in our society, at least, have understood or retained what they learned about mathematics at school, it's quite often it's not useful. But in fact, that is very far from the truth. It's, as I said, it's an essential part of the way we think about all the technology, the ways in which we make progress, even in ordinary life, when we make logical and analytical decisions. And I wanted to make sure that that was understood. So those are the two things, I think.
વિદ્યાર્થીઓમાં ગણિત અંગેનો ડર હોવાની વાતનો જવાબ આપતા તેમણે જણાવ્યું કે ગણિત સર્વવ્યાપી છે, કે સંગીતની ધૂન એટલે કે રિધમમાં પણ ગણિત છુપાયેલું છે.
Well, I think in a way there's a misunderstanding, perhaps that's been propagated more and more through the media In a sense, what we're seeing is the anxiety of not just the students, but also the conveyors of popular opinion. Most of our journalists, most of our media commentators, and most of our politicians are not people who are familiar with mathematics. So that shapes the way it comes across, I think. And I like to tell people that it can't be the complete truth, because in fact, almost all of us, I would say all of us, listen to music. We enjoy music, and music is based on rhythm. And if you're talking about rhythm, what you're doing is dividing intervals of time into sub-intervals. You're making connections between different parts of that time interval to each other. You're making harmonies. All of those are mathematical ideas, actually. So if you can get past that very beginning where you might start worrying that something was hard to understand, if you can get past that idea to the step that says, if I could make just one more piece of effort, I'll get past this barrier, then you see that there is actually a huge landscape of beauty and possibility there. So I try to tell this to people, and I sometimes meet, and quite often actually, I meet people who tell me, actually, they were pretty good at mathematics at school. It's just that they didn't go on to do further mathematics, and they wish they knew more about it. So in a sense, that popular opinion is not quite the truth.
Professor Joshi, કલનશાસ્ત્રના નિષ્ણાત છે. આ અંગે સમજાવતા તેમણે જણાવ્યું કે જ્યારે અવકાશમાં નિરંતર ફરતા ગ્રહો અને ઉપગ્રહોના સ્થાન અંગેની ગણતરીની જરૂર પડી ત્યારે કલનશાસ્ત્રનો ઉદ્ભવ થયો. ગતિમાન ચીજોની ક્ષણિક વર્તણૂકને સમજવાનું ગણિત એટલે ડિફરન્સિએશન એન્ડ ઇન્ટિગ્રેશન.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think this whole area of differentiation, integration, started because scientists and people like Newton, Leibniz, they wanted to understand and be able to predict the motions of stars and planets in the sky. If you're trying to see how something moves in the sky at night, and you want to be able to predict where it goes, you can build a theory that does that for you by putting together tiny little observations along the way. So you you take little steps, and that's differentiation. You're taking the rate of change of something in its position with time. And then as you are summing all of those little changes that you see, what you're doing is integrating. And you come to some of the planetary laws that Kepler hypothesized many centuries ago, when he, for example, said that the planets follow orbits in the sky that are ellipses around our sun. So the sun is at one of the foci of the ellipse. And then Newton came along and gave ways of mathematically describing the planetary motion so that you can deduce this from those differential equations. So it's really just like lived experience. We go from one day to the next. We add a little bit of more knowledge to the experience from one day to the next. And you try and look for the shape of what's happening. Things are getting, I don't know, if you're thinking about the seasons, then you're thinking about how the weather's getting colder if you're approaching winter, or the weather's getting hotter as you're approaching summer. So you're putting together small experiences to get predictions for the longer term. That's all that things, tools like differential equations do. What's powerful about this is that being able to describe it this way, in a mathematical way, gives you a superpower. It gives you a superpower to predict what's going to happen. Not always precisely, but qualitatively at least, like the seasons that I just spoke of. But also there are cases, situations, models, where you can predict it over a longer period of time. Like saying that the orbits of the planets follow the shape of an ellipse. So you get information that's long-lasting, that's true no matter which planet you're thinking about, that's going to hold true for potentially billions of years. So you get this power of prediction, which I think is absolutely mind-blowing. This is why I do mathematics, because I can try to invent tools that allow me to predict things. And that's why I work on these systems that are called integrable systems. They are the class of models, mathematical models of nature and of other things that allow us to be able to predict the macroscopic behavior of the individual components.
મહિલા સશક્તિકરણ માટે અગ્રસર એવા પ્રોફેસર જોશીએ તેઓ પ્રાધ્યાપક તરીકે યુનિવર્સિટીમાં જોડાયા ત્યારની અને હાલની સ્થિતિ વિશે સમજ આપી.
2002 at the University of Sydney, I didn't notice this for several, well, at least a few years, but then I realized that I was the only woman professor in the school, first of all, and then that I was the first one appointed as professor in our school. And that was a bit surprising. But I would say that there were other universities around Australia, at least, which had never had a woman professor of any of the mathematical sciences. So we were a little bit ahead of time in some ways, but behind the times in other ways. What has changed since then is across Australia, there are more women undertaking higher degrees in mathematical sciences, and more women graduating with PhDs. So that was very gratifying to see that change over the time frame of between my starting at the University of Sydney and now. But that change has been not reflected at the most senior levels. So there's been ups and downs. So it took something like 14 years before another woman was appointed as professor at my university, at the University of Sydney, for various reasons. But anyway, and then since then, we've had more women as professors in mathematics and statistics. But then the number would go down again, either because people went on to other careers or moved to universities. And so we were at a peak for a while, and then we dropped off again. And so we've been fluctuating around what I think is a kind of a standard average in the mathematical sciences around Australia, which is not very high, not a high percentage, somewhere between 10 and 12% of all professors of mathematical sciences in Australia appear to be women. So although things have changed for the better at the earlier stage of careers, something is happening in the middle and then at the senior levels, which act as gatekeeping because it's an incredibly competitive arena, so that people are not reaching the highest levels of the profession if they are women.
ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન યુનિવર્સિટીમાં જેન્ડર ઇક્વિટી અંગે થયેલી પ્રગતિને તેમણે બિરદાવી, પણ આ સાથે જણાવ્યું કે આ અંગે હજુ વધુ પ્રગતિની જરૂર છે.
As I said, I think I'm gratified that the numbers of women studying mathematics appears to be higher, but there's still a lot of issues. I think about 10 years ago, we started an initiative in Australia which brought over a scheme that had been in existence in the UK to increase the numbers, the proportion of women in the STEM areas. And that has had a lot of enthusiastic adoption and a lot of good things have been done. But there are still issues. I think that people have done what were the easy things to do, but they haven't tackled the hard things. And a lot of the hard things have gone sort of underground. It's to do with communication. It's to do with encouragement and support. And it's to do with creating possibilities.
વિદ્યાર્થીઓને સંબોધતા તેમણે જણાવ્યું કે ગણિત તેમને માટે એ દરવાજા ખોલશે જે શક્યતાની તેમણે કલ્પના પણ નહોતી કરી. આથી ગણિત સાથે સંલગ્ન રહેવું ફળદાયી છે.
I want to tell the young students that mathematics is actually a way of opening doors, treasures that they may not yet know about. Having mathematical skills as part of your education is not only something that opens doors, it is something that will stay with you for life in a way that many of the messages that they're getting don't actually tell them about. It's a way to become a thought leader because it teaches you how to think in logical, analytical ways that are based on quantitative evidence.
પોલિસી મેકરો માટે તેમનો સંદેશ હતો કે જેમ પાક લણવાની સાથે જમીનનું જતન કરવાની જરૂર હોય છે તેમ સરકારોએ વિજ્ઞાન અને ગણિતમાં સતત રોકાણ કરવું જોઈએ જેથી આ ક્ષેત્રોમાંથી શ્રેષ્ઠતા સતત બહાર આવી શકે.
For politicians, I'd like to give a slightly different message, which is in a way reflected in a metaphor. So a lot of what we see in politics is people making decisions that are about harvesting what we're producing almost immediately. So it's digging up the ground, getting the fundamental minerals or materials, and then shipping it overseas. Or it's about growing plants, grains, and so on, and harvesting that every year or every cycle, and again, shipping it to other places to earn money. But think about what constant harvesting does to the soil, to the landscape, to the climate. You can't have a fruit orchard where you are cutting off the fruit every year without paying any attention to fertilizing the soil, watering that place, making sure water supplies are good, and thinking about climate change. In the same way, you can't argue that we only need things that we can sell next year. You've got to seed the ground, you've got to fertilize it, you've got to create ways to make ideas grow. And for that, you've got to have a long-term investment. And you can't leave out mathematics from that long-term investment. I don't know whether I've said it in a way that's convincing to politicians, but I really truly believe that this is a very important message that we are not paying enough attention to. We have to think of the long-term strategy and how to cultivate the best harvest of the future is not just how to cut off the branches every year.
SBS Gujarati par aa ahval aape sambhalyo Sushan Desai paase thi.
Like, share, comment karo. SBS Gujarati ne Facebook par follow karo.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.